This is Scott Berguin of KSOW Radio in Cottage Grove. We have on the phone Melanie Alston Akers, who's the director of the Moving Idea Network. And good morning, Melanie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I guess it's not really morning where you are, is it? You are on the East Coast, is that correct?
Yeah, it's afternoon, but okay. Morning's good.
Well, we got a little bit left of the morning here. Okay, I've found your organization on Common Dreams on the network. It was new to me and fascinating, and it sounds like a great effort. And I particularly saw a news release you'd done on the Katrina relief effort, and I'd love you to give us some information both on the Moving Idea Network, but also on this release and the reasons and so on for drawing attention to Katrina aid and where people can give, the best places for people to give aid. Now, that's a long question, I realize, but I'll turn it over to you, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, the Moving Ideas Network is a network of more than 190 progressive organizations, research, advocacy, as well as action groups. And basically what we do is through our website, movingideas.org, we connect you to the progressive community. So our Katrina Progressive Policy and Action Guide takes information from all of our member organizations on the issue of Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath. We have listed relief efforts, places where folks can donate. There's also been a lot of organizations who have come out with reports about what actually happened during the hurricane and soon after, as well as what we can do now to rebuild New Orleans and the Gulf Coast.
Okay, so I understand that part of the impetus of this, of course, was that there's a lot of, as usual, unfortunately, dis or misinformation that's coming out about not only what happened before and during and now after Katrina, but how the kind of information about where funds are going and trying to direct people in a direction that maybe gets it closer to the ground. Is that correct?
Exactly. And one of the things we have, the greatness of Moving Ideas, if I may say so, is our network of member organizations. So you will find, you know, America's Second Harvest, which is the food bank, and you can donate there. If you have a particular interest in helping out the Latinos in the community, we have information from what the National Council of La Raza is doing with their Katrina Relief Fund. There's information for Head Start families, and particularly with children or with workers. So if you have a particular interest and you want to give money to something more specific than a general fund, you can find all that in one place. Instead of trying to search the web and coming up with, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 possibilities, we've made a really nice, easy compilation of that.
Okay, I don't know if you are keeping track of, or have seen any sense of how money's going, but I believe I heard something, it was one of those vague things, something somewhere about that like 80% of the money that Americans are donating is going to the Red Cross, which is not totally surprising given that they're the ones that are, it's the organization that is right up front in terms of media coverage and stuff like that. But is that your sense? Is that one of the reasons why you're doing this, to try to make sure that some of these, I guess you'd call them more grassroots, but local groups are actually getting the funding that they probably need very badly?
Right. Well, what Moving Ideas try to do as a whole, overall, with everything that we put out, is to get outreach to the organizations that we work with, which are often not the ones that you will see in the on the news, on the main news channels, on your local news, or in the primary papers. You know, our network of member organizations, I mean, these are trusted, dedicated groups of experts, but they're not the usual suspects that folks often see. So we want to bring them into the spotlight more so that folks will read and say, you know, I really want to know what's happening economically to the folks who have been affected by this. So we have reports from the Economic Policy Institute, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, the National Priorities Project, other groups, some of which your listeners may be familiar with and some of which they may not be. And so we pull it all together in one place so that someone who's looking for lots of information on the subject can get one page on our website and go through it, see what's there, find something that's interests them, and go off to that site.
All right, that's great. Can you, just out of interest for folks, Katrina's obviously still in the news and should still be in the news and should be in concerns. Are there other issues recently that you have done a similar kind of press release about or tried to get draw people's attention to?
Well, we've done a couple of pieces. One thing that your listeners may be interested in, coming up this week on Thursday, we're having an online discussion about Walmart, low prices at what cost. And this online discussion features Michael Greenwald, who is the who's the director of the new movie, Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price.
Mm-hmm.
So folks can talk to him directly about his movie. Also, Harold Meyerson, who is editor-at-large of the American Prospect, and he writes a lot of articles about U.S. politics and labor. And also David Bonnier, who is the chair of American Rights at Work. So that's something that we are doing this Thursday, October 6th.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if any of your listeners are interested in either viewing the online discussion or posing a question, they can go to our website, and there's a link right on the homepage.
Okay.
And we'll be doing a lot of press around that later this week.
Okay, that sounds great. And the website, again, is movingideas.org?
Exactly.
Okay.
Movingideas, all one word, .org.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, I appreciate myself learning of this resource, and hopefully we can get more folks aware of it. In fact, everybody may be aware of it but me. I often find that to be true. But, well, hopefully we can help a little bit anyway. Appreciate your spending time with us and also bringing together resources on the important issues of the day.
Yes, well, that's what we try to do. We want folks to get the information and then, you know, come visit our site. But the most important thing is to go back out to all of our member groups and, and you know, find what interests them directly.
Sure. So the first place for folks to start, obviously, is movingideas.org. Go there and, as you say, search for the piece of it or pieces that most interest or relate to them, and then keep moving forward, obviously, because help is needed.
Yep, we have more than 20 issues that folks can look for and find information about.
Okay. Well, thank you for the compilation and again, for spending time with us today. And I'll definitely, as they say, bookmark your site for my interest anyway.
Oh, that'll be great. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Melanie.